That was Ige Bamiyase with the song Vitamin C, and from the album Can. So yes, Ige Bamiyase, another piece of African music that I happen to have on me, on my iTunes. Today was a much better day in the sense that we did something. We went to, it's the Saturday, so we managed to do things. We went to Lions Park to start with, and then we went to a place called the Cradle of Humanity. Starkfontein Caves, if I'm not mistaken. So, let's start with Lions Park. Lions Park is, it's not a zoo, but it's not exactly a game reserve. There are areas that are cordoned off for specific animals, much like you see in Jurassic Park. So you take your own vehicle in, and you would drive down a designated path through separate enclosures, and in the enclosure there would be different types of animals. And there were four enclosures where there were lions. The lions were sleeping, but they were very, very, very close. And they were white lions, and on occasion they got up and sauntered across the road right in front of us. And it was quite an experience. The lions was the mainstay of this park, the real special attraction. And the other things that were there in this park included hyenas, leopards, ostriches, giraffe, zebra, plenty of antelope, hosts of antelope, bison, types of birds. So there was a partridge, there was an egret, there was many other types of birds. There was large crow-type birds with a white white breast. I don't know what they're called, larger than crows. I don't know what they're called. I'd be really, really happy if you knew what they were, then you can write it in. And after Lions Park, which is a really nice family outing sort of space, we went to a place called the Cradle of Humanity. The Cradle of Humanity was Starkfontein Caves. In the Starkfontein limestone caves happened to be there was a lot of sheer drops from the outside, which is covered up by trees. So there were a lot of animals and human ancestors that fell in. And the reason why it's called a Cradle of Humanity is because there's so many fossils found from various different types of human civilization and the various subbreeds. And as you know, evolution of humankind from apes was not really a straight line. It was really a tree with a lot of dead ends. And a lot of those dead end pieces could be found in these caves. It included couple of guys. So the important ones I would mention would be Littlefoot. Littlefoot was a tiny guy who fell in about 4.5 million years ago. He had a large toe, which was kind of opposable, and he was definitely an ancestor of ours of some sort. And there was another fossil which is known as Mrs. Ples. Mrs. Ples is about 2.5 million years ago, and larger, and had a forehead. By larger, I mean about 4 feet at the maximum height. And these two main fossils were found in very, very good, well-preserved sections. Of course, they had fallen through, so ribs cracked, etc. But large fossil pieces of Mrs. Ples and Littlefoot in the Cradle of Humanity. The Cradle of Humanity was wondrous. It was beautiful. It was cavernous. I can imagine how dark it would be for a human being to be down there trying to find their way out. A few points of history of the caves. Italians came in during the early 1900s to try to mine for limestone, limestone being a necessary part of the gold excavation process. So there were tools left behind, and you'd get a few names scratched out saying that this person was here in whatever date. Mostly beautiful limestone caves. A few areas of them were blown up by dynamite because of these guys who were really trying to get the limestone out. And then after that, a long period after that, from 1975 to current date, where people have been trying to find fossils. So, tourist attraction now, it's a World Heritage Site. People are still searching for fossils in that area. They're going about it slowly and methodically. There are fossils which are still in the process, famous fossils which are still in the process of slowly being recovered from that area. beautiful caves with underground lakes. And the underground lake, the deepest that they've ever been able to explore in the underground lake, which goes from tunnel to tunnel to tunnel, has been 70 meters down. And that's really, really far down. Unfortunately, there was an accident and the rope snapped off a diver who was trying to explore it. He got lost, couldn't come back up. His name was Russell. They found him 6 weeks later in a dry area, in an enclave where there was actual air. So he managed to get there, but he couldn't get out. So diving has been banned over there, and we will never know how deep the cradle of humanity caves actually extend. The cradle of humanity, let me not mislead you, it's not a single point. It is a vast area of 47,000 hectares. Which has been designated as a World Heritage Site because it's got so many of these underground limestone caves, stalactites, no life forms excepting for some white shrimp, blind shrimp, and these blue-green bacteria, which was pretty much the first thing ever to have started off any life form. So that was the cradle of humanity. Superb. Superb experience today. I'm going to leave you with Vitamin C by Ege Gemiasi.